they are junk.
That's what I'm doing. When you put them in a hot grease and you put salt on
it. And you couldn't get that daughter of mine to put her mouth over it, and her mouth for nothing in the world. Said she didn't eat nothing, didn't ever die.
Well, they're really junk.
But, now.
What about that? Yeah, I know he. What about another kind of toad? Of course, it's a one in the bullfrog. But these little ones that you hear in the spring.
No, in Arizona. Tree frogs. It just goes to come. You just look for a rain when they get out there. And, oh, you can't hear your ears for them out there.
That's real high, real low voices. All right, now this is an animal that grows in the sea and has pearls in it.
Well, like that is
oysters. Mm-hmm. You like oysters?
Yes, I like them.
They got so high though, we had to put by them.
Yeah, that's the way it goes,
isn't it?
What am I doing? This here, you buy this here bacon. It's 79 cents a pound. But me and him buys it in these boxes. Just as good as that. 4 pounds in a box. It's, of course, it's gone up now.
Everything is.
Yeah. In pieces, they're told.
Well, no. No, it ain't in pieces. They slices as long as it's about.
That's what they're called. I showed her if she ever.
What about the insect that flies around a light or tries to fly into a light? Sort of like a butterfly.
It's
candles. I used to call them candles.
I see it. They're camouflies. And now these here. Bulbs that gives a light, them lightning bulbs.
And these that get in the clothes and eat up the clothes and the
and moths.
Some people call a candle fly a moth, don't they?
Well, no, that ain't
they're not the same thing, are
they? No. But you take these moths that gets in your clothes, kind of work on it like a, it's a kind of a bug, honey. Did you know that? It's kind of a bug. And I can describe just how
the worm part's what eats the clothes.
Yeah.
A little moth. What about now this one?